Warner, what's that? This is Malcolm and it's Kyle Smith speaking from the future about the past and the present. We got shoutouts for shoutouts for shoutouts. Man, another go-getter, entrepreneur, event creator, producer, all of the above. Y'all enjoy. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or maniacalmenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
I like how things are actually just motherfuckers are finding their niche. They're finding their way, and then it's starting to pop off for everybody. And
the city's
getting excited. The city's getting excited, and I'm glad I was able to move on down. To come back and see yes. everything that's going on, and at least still take part in it. Mm-hmm. And what's up? Well, welcome back, goddammit, to another episode of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I'm your host, Maniacal Menace. Cosmic said like a pimp named Slick Black, said the whole thing. I'm here joined with the Miss Go-Getter, the entrepreneur of all entrepreneurs in the city, Jessica. Hey.
Hi.
What's up, Jess?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. I'm glad to have you back, dude.
Oh man, it's good to be close in the vicinity. To be able to come back and forth and not be too far, mm-hmm. you know, because LA was one thing, and I appreciate the time that I had out there, but I realized that it's not for me. It is not my cup of tea. I thought that was the place that I had to go ahead and become something of myself, but as the days have been going on, I'm becoming more of myself now instead of having to be in a place that doesn't give a fuck about you, or not saying that they don't give a fuck, but a place that don't really see you because there's so many other people there.
Yeah, so many clones and lookalikes. Mm-hmm. I get that, you know. Everybody's different here in New Orleans, and I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everybody's their own kind of weird, so it works.
Yeah, it, which is makes people real comfortable when they come here, and they don't mind wanting to be themselves. And this is like New Orleans is the perfect place for that, for a place for somebody that feels weird or ostracized from wherever they're at. They come here, and they're like, oh, no, y'all just like me. This all fits. This works. So you can be quirky down here. That's people want that. People want yes. you to be extra. They want to see, because this is basically a party city, and a party city would fill with so much talent though. It's mm-hmm. not just people laying back and not giving a shit. Just people actually do things out here, and if you really get into the culture of New Orleans, you'll see a lot of amazing shit. And well, let them know what you've been getting into lately. You've been all over the map, and I love it.
I try to do everything because I'm interested in everything. I love food, so I'm working with my cousin's brand, Itel Garden, on Claiborne, 810 North Claiborne. They serve a lot of vegan plant-based food. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you gotta come out and try the ribs. I'm also working with a weed brand, weed and CBD, called Higher Pharmaceutics. I'm one of their brand ambassadors. They're featuring a skybox with a whole bunch of goodies and some bud and some papers. I recently finished a series called The Social, Uptown on 2nd and D. That was pretty cool. I got a lot of people from Indiaya come through.
Come on.
Like it was dope. We're going
to get into that too.
Cause yes.
This is the whole start of what got me branched out into the city, into like other realms of actually into entertainment and performing, and just knowing a whole bunch of other artists was kind of like got me to where I am, to where Comedy Poetry came about, was because of Indiaya mixing and all that.
So. Don't make a thug cry. Oh my god, eyebrows. Oh my god, you gotta put eyebrows as a track on iTunes or something, because that shit is dope.
I definitely need to get that. Things are being worked. I'm thinking things in my head to have that worked out with, just so it's just not put out there all just nonchalantly. I want that to be like a well produced production,
right?
Because that's the staple of what really solidified fucking Comedy Poetry.
Yes, and, yes. We talked about recording you years ago, so I'm ready.
It's so weird because I'm still trying to figure out how to go about it with the ones that I really, really want to put like that time and effort into.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still in the thinking process of how I'm supposed to do. But me always trying to do things on my own. It's just like, you got a team out there that'll be willing to help you, dude. So,
me,
you know,
obviously, like this guy has been with me through all the trenches of trenches. Like, he was my first and only host of both my brands, Indiaya and Mix and Mingle, and the crowd loved him. Everybody loved him to the point where, like, he was ribbing people off stage, like, while he was doing like the breaks and introductions and stuff like that. That shit was dope.
Yeah, had to hold it down, man.
He definitely owned it.
Yeah, it put me into a new it brought me to a new level of hosting and coming to like bringing comedy to it, because that area there, that the first time I actually did Indiaya, I was afraid. I was scared just because, you know, me coming up, growing up in school, I was one of the black kids that was like, oh, you come from a private school and shit. You one of the goody two-shoes. So I know I don't fit in real hooded areas. I understood that. But I was like, I don't know if they're going to like me because I got a nerd way about me, but I could rib with the best of them. So, you know, it kind of weighed what and what. And then I was silly on top of that. I see that niggas like silly shit. So if I could just keep... I just kept up with the silly shit, and basically I was able to hold my own if anybody tried to attack with the dumbness, and it just kind of built from there.
Well, you know, that actually brings me to one of my favorite memories of you. You, DC Paul, and rest in peace, my baby John Rowe. The first time I went to the Spontaneous Show put on by the famous fucking Young Funny. Y'all were just kind of throwing shit at each other, like, for like 20 minutes. You were like, y'all were like between, you know, every time one of you would get up, somebody else, the other two would start like heckling the whoever was on stage. Yeah. Like, it was so seamless and funny.
We always had that banter. It's always was back and forth, and that's the love of a friendship right there. Of a goddamn a crew that knows each other so well, but you know that we always gonna be there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everybody always says, like, if you can't Jones with the rest of your family and shit like that, it's like, are you even family, bro?
It's
like, man, you gotta be able to, you know, pick and pride just to see where the weak points are at, just to make each other stronger. Mm-hmm. Just be like, just so if another motherfucker comes from the outside, you prepare for that dumb shit. Yeah. And it's like, nah. So it has been a long journey. It has been long, and you haven't stopped. There's no stopping this. There's no stopping the
room machine.
Like, so what actually got you into wanting to, like, Indiaya? What made all that come about?
Honestly, I never knew what I wanted to be. Like, you know, all these kids always want to know, you know, they want to be rappers or singers, poets, or, you know, I wanted to be a writer, but
as a child, that's what you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I wanted to be a writer as a kid, now that it comes to me. But honestly, when I started doing Indiaya, it just seemed like the city needed support and a platform that was just, like, judgment-free. And hood and nerdy and woke all at the same time. Everything. So yeah, you know, I invited everybody.
That is the knack that you brought all types of cultures together. Like it is, I had no idea that like certain people that could be so gangster, but also be like, oh, you watch that anime too, my nigga? It's like, yeah, yeah, I do. Oh shit, yeah, niggas be on Naruto. Niggas be on anime and shit. And once you find that out, you feel a sense of comfortability with the crowd and just the rest of the people and what other motherfuckers like. Like once I met Kaiser, oh man,
I was just thinking that. Like yo, yes, bitch, his art brought everybody together.
This is all my nostalgia right here. Yeah. Bitch, you putting this together, like you drawing like I was drawing, like bitch, you putting braids on niggas and shit that I'm like, fuck yeah, this right here, this is my culture, and I'm glad that we got to be brought together because this is what I wanted to see. It made me not afraid to branch out into like deeper waters.
And like hood dudes were like, oh shit, nigga, you got Hey Arnold? Let me get that. How much is it?
Hey Arnold.
Oh, it's $50? Let me get that. And they wanted to like take pictures with Kaiser. Like, you know, it was so dope to the point where I have eternal friends. I have eternal family members now. Yeah. You know, like anytime I ask any of y'all to do anything and the other way around, they just like, where? When? Let's do it. You know, so that's what I wanted, basically. I developed the brand to have a connection, have a real connection to the city. Because I grew up everywhere. And I really didn't have, like, permanent friends. You know how people have... I have one friend from elementary school.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to get those.
So, yeah. So, you know, it was more of us being able to say Kaiser needs an electrician. Mm-hmm. Now he knows an electrician. Mm-hmm. If he needs a comedian or a host for a show, he has that in the same person.
Right.
So, like, it was basically for us to connect and stay connected.
Yeah, yeah. The whole concept, once I got it in the beginning, I was like, oh, what? That was one of the things that always kind of, like, made me kind of on edge, just the word networking, and I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta go talk to people now. It's like, and it always made me nervous. It's like, well, bitch, you can stand on stage and yell at people through there, but I'm like, that's not the same. I don't have to directly approach these people. It's like it's a vast amount of y'all that I can talk to at once instead of just like individually. And talking to individual people, I've realized now that I have this little button that goes off and I can't switch it back. And I just start rambling. But it is the most hilarious shit ever. And I realized that I'm like the life of a party, kind of, sort of. Like, and I would have never, if Mix and Mingle, well, if any of those would have never been around, I don't think I would have ever gotten this comfortable to be around people like that. Where it's just that I open up, and once I open up, there's no shutting it off, and people are like, dude, my stomach hurts, son. It's like, I'm just being like honest. 18 but I'm just, conversations. Yeah. Yeah, and it is, it actually molded me into being a better entertainer now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow.
Every day was a new adventure, and it was always something. It was always something. And Kermit, once it got to Kermit Ruffins, that's when I was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
we in the 7-1 now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. now we gotta fuck with, you know, neighborhood niggas, too.
Neighborhood niggas.
And they were coming. They were coming. The older dudes were staying, and it was lit. And you know what I think it was? We all smoke weed from every background of every black identity came together, and everybody always had weed.
Yeah.
And we just kind of like, yeah, man, we just want to start this business and stuff like that. We got this event going on, and like, it's just...
Everybody had like kind of like similar ideas. Ideas, and weed brings everybody together. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, like, it's nice that a community can come together safely in the confines of an area where you can also have fucking the edibles that came through. Oh my god. Like,
Yeah, Shalgrove treats.
Ridiculous. Just
my goodness. Shout out to Shalgrove.
Nachos, yeah. Goddamn. With crawfish, the etouffee.
The crawfish pie. That was the best. Like, that crawfish. And she, it was like the crust had weed butter on it. And, like, the actual stuffing stuff had big, dumbass crawfish. It was so good. Shout out to CeeDee. Shout out to Cole. Love y'all. Y'all had us lit. Like, literally, everybody bought stuff. They had the cereal treats and everything.
Every Monday.
Yep. They came through. It was dope.
It's a good time. That was a good goddamn time.
Yeah.
So, as you growing up writing, what did you want to write? Was it, like, comedies? Was it you just wanted to write stories? Fiction, nonfiction,
everything. I wrote everything. I started off writing poetry. Somebody found, I don't even remember who this girl was, but she found one of my erotic poems in like the 7th grade. And then I started selling my poetry to like my classmates and stuff. What? So that was like my first time. 7th grade? Yeah. I had like romance novels as a kid, like, you know, Terry McMillan, Sister Soldier, like, I had Omar Tyree Jr., Omar Tyree.
That's why you and Christina click.
Yeah. Like, I had already had experience without, like, real porn. I wrote my own porn, like, after I read, you know, these nasty stories. Wow. So
I wouldn't even read, like, there was, I mentioned this prior, and there was this book that was going around in school, like, before 50 Shades of Grey. It was, like, some fucking Fabio dude on a horse or some shit like that everybody was reading. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all getting out of this? Y'all are reading words, and it's just putting y'all in a mood. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, stuff happened down there, okay? My first, like, porn masturbation experience. Novel. I was just like, wait, novel. There is stuff happening.
Oh man,
let me touch this stuff and see what's going. I don't know what this is. So yeah, like it was definitely a big part of why I started writing. And then scratch that. The year before.
So 6th grade?
Yeah, no, this was innocent. This was R.L. Stine in, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yes. I was a really, really big, like, Scholastic book fan. Yeah. So I read all of those, Captain Underpants and stuff like that. And I just thought, you know, I could do that myself. And I did. I wrote Adventures of a Crazy Girl with underwear on her head. This crazy girl who didn't know she liked girls. So she didn't really understand, because she didn't understand sexuality that year. Uh-huh. And so she liked girls and stuff like that, and she didn't know why and stuff. I wrote comedy because of listening to Richard Pryor and Robin Harris and Red Fox. I've always written everything. I started writing grants for people, getting scholarships and stuff for people, like... Jesus. I love words. I've always loved words. Yeah. Ugh. And that's how I ended up doing NDIA. Like, we need all of this.
Yeah.
Like, my hand takes over. Stationery and a pen, and I'm done.
Like, that was very thought out. That was like once you see something like that works out well, then you realize, oh, this can be transferred to a whole lot of other things. Like, instead of just having it as one thing, you can bring more than just one thing together. Here we go. Once I saw, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, so whenever I go somewhere, this is the format that I would like to have right here, just so it can bring everybody together. And once I got to LA, I thought about that. I was like, oh, son, we can really, like, I met this dude, motherfucker, is really good at music. And I'm like, all right, this is good. And I wanted to collaborate with him. And he had this spot to where he was like, man, we can do this here. And I was like, oh, all right, we're about to get it jumping off. But then I realized, no, that's good. I know you now. So whenever I take this worldwide, motherfucker, then we can go places from there.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen because I was like, this can work here, but there's too many people here to actually get seen like you should be getting seen. But if we can bounce out other places that tell other places that tell other places, you know, tell somebody that told somebody, and that's what gets me to these dances.
I read a quote earlier that said, if you have to turn down 100 great ideas just to focus on the one that's important, you know, your priorities, then that's how you succeed. Mm. One of those fucking billionaire people said it, but like, I was like, damn. Cause you know me, I'm just like, everybody, if you want to work with me, I'm down.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what day it is, what time it is, like, what it is, except for, you know, S&M. Nobody's beating my ass. Okay? But like, I'll do it for the kids, I'll do it for the homeless, I'll do it for the art community, music community, comic community, like, I'm there. I'm there if I can be. Whatever you need me to do, but nigga tired. Mm-hmm. Nigga energy low, like low vibrations is a result of like fucking with everything, putting your hand in every pot. So that is something that I'm learning to like slow down on.
Kind of take back a little bit. I'm trying to monetize myself.
It's good just to see
what how I can put it all into one and go from there. But it's a whole lot of trial and error. A whole lot of like, all right, this is not going to work. This isn't working. All right, I can switch this up. Just something to make it a little bit easier since something that I can fix on my own if need be, you know. Mm-hmm. If I don't have the people there or if I don't have, you know, other people that I won't be able to rely on, I can I can do it myself. Hence why I have Tell Me a Joke. This is, you know, this is an idea that I had, and I love words myself, so to put all this together, and everybody usually after every episode I do, they'd be like, oh man, I didn't tell you a joke. I'm like, I don't be looking for one. We all hate that.
Some of this shit, like, you know, people look back on it and listen to anecdotes and stuff, and that shit will be funny. And, you know, it's not a joke to them, that person, you know, per se, but it's like, word, that's funny. Yeah. That happened to me. Like, this is me right now.
There's jokes within the story, so if you just listen along, there's something to chuckle to.
Facts.
But then there's also something to be like, oh no, this motherfucker speaking some real shit. Because I mean, this is where people get to know you the most. I feel this is where people get to know you the most. Just a genuine conversation. That's where real thoughts and feelings get to come out.
Right.
You know, nobody needs to really hide anything.
You get to share, you know, some of your experiences and, you know, successes and failures and shit. Like, I don't mind at all, you know, speaking about some shit I did wrong or some shit I fucked up, because if I say it out loud, I'm just like, oh yeah,
yeah,
that's how we do it better.
There's many instances where you can actually find out that this is a better way to do this. This is a easier way to do this. What helps me a lot is seeing somebody that does it a lot and who I go to a lot is Corey and Ina. I talk to them often just to see, like, because they've got it to a science now to where they're just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, they like, all right, everywhere. Like, fucking shout out to Corey. That is my nigga. That is my dude. Like, if I'm feeling bad or any kind of way, I just get on my Facebook. If the nigga's not in Facebook jail, which is quite often. Quite
some wild shit. Though.
Quite often.
Like, this is a an unnecessary meeting for him to be in Facebook jail.
Yeah, this is, and it usually be some stupid shit that he didn't even like mean in a malicious way. He's never malicious.
He's
just quick with it. Like, if it sounds stupid, then you know, then fuck, he probably gonna tell you.
Don't like the silliness of it.
Yeah. So like, shout out to Corey. That's my dude.
Yeah, and going to them, talking to them, and just taking in information. It's always, it's always. I mean, it's you don't go over there expecting it to be a learning experience. You go over there expecting to just enjoy your time, which is always a must. That's gonna happen when you go over by Corinna, but because they're just the biggest hippies, and as you're there, you learn shit. As in the process of actually having a good time, and I think that's the best way to teach kids anyway. You know, so we're just like some goddamn children. And he's like the teacher, and it's like teaching us in silly ways about, you know, certain shit, how to deal with it in life, and this entertainment industry is once you actually start getting into it more, you realize that it's a bigger demon than you expected. And,
Yeah. Those demons, they are not to be taken lightly, dude, at all.
It makes me nervous to know if I'm gonna be ready or prepared. I feel as if I am, but like whenever it does happen, like the influx of just what it can do to you, like, cause you see people lose their fucking minds once the popularity and the fame comes. And I mean, I just want people to listen. That's it.
You know, what I think Corey and Aina do is surround themselves with love, and that's like the barrier to evil. That's the barrier to everything negative, you know, if you think about it. So, like, love. That's the only way to, like, protect yourself. Huh. That's what I've learned in my journey. Because I didn't know that I had surrounded myself with hate for a little while.
Yeah.
Until love. I realized that I hadn't had love in a very long time. And I mean love, like, love. Platonic love, family love, you know, business love, community love, you know, even romantic love. All of that shit matters as long as it's love and it's pure and it's, you know,
fuck yeah,
without malice. You know, if you surround yourself with the barrier of love, the perfect amount of people, the perfect tone of people, not amount, tone, then that's your barrier.
That is definitely true. Like ever since, like, that is like the personification of what I've went through for 9 months. As I was out in LA, I wasn't surrounded by any of that. It was just so much evil and hate out there. You can feel it. It's not like that it's a bad thing. Everything, it's beautiful out there, but the certain shit that you run into, it's like, oh. And I have this capability to where I can read people real well, and I can read a room in a situation. And most of that shit out there felt real icky, and I was like, I don't really think I like that. It gives me the capability to get out of a situation before it pops off, and you know, whenever you can see something pop off, like, most people can't see that shit, and I'm like, nah, you know what, I'm small, let me get out of here, I don't want to be in the midst of elbows, so I can read shit like that, and out there, it just didn't feel
authentic.
Nothing felt like anybody cared. You know, people were just doing their own thing. You can see the fucking the soullessness in people's eyes. It's like, oh,
damn.
Wow, are you really here? Are you really here for the cause, or are you just here just to try to get your big break? I'm not really sure, and I'm not a psychic, so I can't. There's a 50-50 chance that this is. So I'm like, nah. But once I moved back home, I was like, oh, there was like a weight that lifted, and it felt so much better, because I was like, oh, this is a protected perimeter right here, and it feels like I definitely can't be harmed in the sanctity of this area. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I always miss it when I'm not here. Like, I love this stinky, dingy, moldy place. I love it here. Because the spirituality, that's another thing that we were able to do, you know, with the different art markets. we had tarot card readers and crystal dealers, and you know, we were dealing copper and you know, emeralds and shit. The
copper makers, I like, and me as an electrician working with electrical and shit and dealing with copper and all that. I use that shit and I like, oh, I go sell it, or I'm like, oh, this little shit is trash. But to see the art that these motherfuckers be, I'm like, what are we doing? Are you? I'm like, all right, this is cool as shit. I didn't know you can do all of this extra with the copper. I would normally just throw it away because I'm like, I'm not gonna use it. It's not long enough to. But hey, that kudos. Kudos to the motherfucker, the copper twisters out there.
Yeah, man. That's amazing
art out there.
Jordan, Black Pearl, Desta. Oh man, I have so many copper dealers. Billionaire. Oh my goodness.
If you want to see these people,
literally everybody. Pharaoh Tarot.
Yeah, he does tarot cards as well.
Oh my god, yes, he does tarot readings. Also, shout out to Trap Tarot, love her and her fucking nails. And also, because she cuss a lot, love her. She'd be like, bitch, don't talk to that nigga. I'd be like, what? Thank you, I love you.
Straight real.
I love her ass. And she shout out, she's a Zeta. Shout out to the Zetas. They celebrated their 100-year Founders Day and whatnot, whatever that means. But, you know, it seems important to a lot of Zetas. Blue ass heifers all over my timeline. Shout out to y'all. But yeah, the spirituality was very. Oh, also, Lioness S. You remember? Yes, I loved her.
Man.
She was everything. She's a healer. She's a nutritionist. She's a fucking Aborigine. So she sound British. And she light skinned. And she gorgeous.
That was amazing.
She's my angel. I was like,
where are you from? Every day I would have to ask, like, where?
Yeah. Like, everybody was in love with her. Like, who is that? Did you fly that motherfucker in?
No. Why are you here? You know what this place is? Girl, okay.
How dare you? But yeah, she definitely heightened the spirituality. Also, we had massage therapists. Mm-hmm. Like, man,
there's so much. There's so much happening there. Everybody had a little bit of everything that they just wanted to share.
Yep.
Oh man. Clothing lines, man. Fucking Curtis.
Yes, 504 Fresh.
Fresh. 504.
I'm designing a line with him. Called 504 Social. Like little cutout dresses and crop tops and shit. So I'm designing fashion for no reason, because right now I'm dressed like a hobo because I don't know how to dress in the fucking cold. I don't know why people want me to make clothes, but
you sure don't. Everything is arms out. Arms.
I don't have time for this.
Minimal material.
I mean, I have a lot of tattoos. I have 182 tattoos right now.
Gotta let them show.
Yes. And I just got 13 in the past 3 weeks. And I'm about to get another one. Because tattoos is life. Like, I want to be tattooed like Wayne. Tattoos
are fun. Yeah. I would like to get more tattoos, but...
Yeah. Shout out to Afrocentric. That's my tattoo bae, and Yoshi. Yoshi the artist. He also performed at Mix and Mingle.
Yeah. Oh, man. So many multifaceted people out here.
Fucking right. He paints, too. He does the little smoke and paint. Fuck. I forget the name of it. Don't hurt me, Yoshi. But he does the smoke and paints, too, at the tattoo shop. Yeah, man, y'all of y'all so talented. Makes me all weepy.
It is. It has been a very enjoyable years, few years that this has been happening. And just to be able to get people together like that, oh man, goddamn. What you call it, doing? Doing so goddamn well right now. Man, because I want... See, there's a name for this, and I keep saying it. Every time I think about somebody, that I have their name in my head, but just because I want to think about them now, I can't remember them.
All right, I'm going to just rattle some people off because I fucking love everybody. First of all, Mark Caesar. Secondly, Kai Comedy. Kai Nash, who is kind enough to give us a locale. Thanks, Kai. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Kai.
Oh, let's see. Lady Gold, that's my poopsie. Justice. She's doing that damn thing. Who else?
Oh, girl. Lip ring, dreads from the top.
Ooh.
She rapping.
Ooh. Nyota, the poet. Seti the poet, if that's how y'all know him. Who else? Oh my guys, all of y'all dope. Cloaked Garment Market. Deontay Deuce. The Raging Rebels, that boy Q.
Raging Rebels.
I love those little retards.
Shout outs.
Oh my God. Cause I'm not me if I'm not y'all. So there's that, you know, I fuck with y'all heavy. Especially you, Kyle. Like, you've been
appreciate you.
Like, we learned from each other. Because you kept me in line a lot, too. You always made sure, like, who I'm next. Like,
Yeah,
I'm directing this shit, right?
Gotta remember what we're doing here.
Because I used to be.
Gotta corral these Hennessy's motherfuckers in this motherfucker.
Yes, like.
A whole lot of niggas that I need to bring together.
We would get. Like ADD and just start having a bunch of conversations while the music's playing. Chill, you know, shout out to Chill. Was our DJ, resident DJ.
Old girl, light skin, my size. She got the dreads coming out the top of her head with the lip ring. Why can't I remember her name right now? And she raps and everything. She
Black girl?
No. Like she hood rap. She
yo size. Yeah,
she got yo the blue caprice.
L Love?
No.
God damn it.
No. This is gonna rack our brains now just because I brought it up like that. Now we're not gonna remember it. I've always see her and it pisses me off that I can't even think about it.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, it'll come to me towards the end.
Yeah, we're going to tag you, baby. Yeah. We're sorry that we forgot. Like, are we sorry? Like, nigga been smoking and eating weed and tinctures. You know what I'm saying? Like, weed is life. And a nigga forget.
I probably
But shout
just,
out to you, baby.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure you came a lot. But
It's just because, like, she's a ghost in our head because we're thinking about her hard like that.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. They don't want to show no love. The universe don't want to give no love out.
Well, I mean, she meant to be in the captions because we're going to figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out. Who else? Oh, my God. Kermit.
Goddamn.
Fucking love Kermit. First of all, Kermit. He, like, the venue change...
Kermit Ruffins,
the motherfucking trumpet champion. Mr. Give Me a Dime, I Only Got Eight. That nigga is legend. That nigga is New Orleans, son, if ain't nobody is. Like, the venue change was swift. Like, all I had to do was ask one time. He was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, cool. And I called Kyle, and I was like, nigga, we at Kermit's next week.
Boom. I was like, Kermit's? All right.
Yeah. And he has an indoor-outdoor space. And, like, as time went on, he got more involved. You know, he encouraged the kids and stuff like that, the artists.
Very good dude, man.
Yeah, he took pictures. He put, like, playground shit back there, like, y'all some little button artists. Let me put some shit y'all like. We had a seesaw, a campfire, had the ball on the stage. Like, it was litty as fuck.
I would have to introduce myself to him every night because he could not remember. A lot of weed. He could not remember me for shit. I was like, what's up, Curry? He's like, hey, you that? Oh, man, you... Yeah, man, you want a beer?
He's so excited.
It's like his first time seeing me every time. He's like, are you the guy that been saying that? Yeah, man, come on, man, you want a beer? So, yeah, man, I have a beer.
If I walk into Kermit's right now, he'll say, oh, Lord. I'm just like, why can't you be quiet when I come in? Everybody looking at the person coming in. Good so, like, that, I love him. I love him so much. He just opened his third bar.
Does this bar also come with a stripper pole in the middle?
I'm pretty fucking sure. If it doesn't, Kermit is not Kermit.
It seems like it's a necessity for this nigga to have a stripper pole in the bar. how this nigga operates stripper pole in the bar, and then probably stripper holes working behind the bar. And so that's how you roll.
I will confirm nor deny that.
That's how he rolls with his lineup of employment. It is a beautiful lineup, and motherfuckers tip heavy in there.
They are brutal.
It's like,
they are brutal. All right, okay.
Where you come from? You come from Texas? You come stand up in here with these fishnets on? All right, here. How much is the beer? $5.
Oh my God.
Take this six on top of that just because. I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Also, like, wow. Kaiser Silv drew, he painted Kermit as Kermit the Frog with the Kermit hat and the trumpet. Ha. Shit was legendary. I will find that photo to link with that. Because shout the fuck out to Kermit. Kermit, he's a soldier. Like, real talk. That's my dude.
It has been a nice little journey.
yeah, man.
This has been good learning experiences and good following of meeting new people and old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everybody old friends now. Like, shit.
Like, I say eternal friends because ain't no family like the one we created, you know? Like, you didn't do that for me. I didn't do that for you. The whole giving you a place to network and stuff, like, well, not taking the word networking seriously, because I just used it, you know, in a professional way, you know, I guess, to make them become professional. And, well, all of us at the same time. So... you helped me, you really kept me on schedule and, much as you could.
I figured since you came, this is the first time I actually was getting, emails to actually do things. I was like, oh, this is legit, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? I got to make sure I pay attention to emails now? All right,
I tried to be. You know?
Yeah.
Because I wanted them to be regular. I wanted to send, I sent everybody those, scheduled show structure emails and,
which was very helpful.
I mean, nobody else does it. No shade. Because I'm going to shows, seriously, no shade, to nobody. If I can make it to your show, I will. And, if I got to pay to get in, which I usually don't, and I fucks with y'all for that. I still will. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about support. A lot of people paid, $5 to get in. Including Lil Rel and Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I did not know who them niggas was until Mark Caesar said that. I was at the door.
Came over to the show. Motherfucker came, made a drive by to the show. Nigga, Hannibal Buress ripped his denim jeans on the stage. I was like, nigga, how do you rip some denim jeans? Rip completely through the motherfuckers. And then they did the Hannibal Buress and Lil Rel decided to do a tandem set towards the end of the show. And it was like, well, this is amazing.
That was a dope ass night though.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I did not know how epic it was until the night before because, that was my third Hennessy in. Shout out to Brown Liquor. that was one of the dopest nights, actually. I didn't Like, I really don't be, I don't realize it until you can see all the photos and, you know, the, also, Kyle was the photographer for the last season. That nigga took some really, really dope, do you have those photos?
Yeah, I still have everything. I still have everything,
the photos, the videos, like,
yeah, that's
he,
what
he played a lot of roles.
That's what got my editing skills up. I was like, oh shit, this is a lot. Okay, all right, let's see if I got it. Yep. Host, goddamn photographer,
babysitter,
Jesus Christ,
you know,
yeah,
liaison, you know, it was a lot. Networking, people wanted to work with us after that, and it was dope as hell. Like, I had a lot of fun. I'm still having a lot of fun.
That was a good time.
Are you still having fun?
Yeah, that's
the most important thing. Like, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, like, do something else. Do what's fun. And that's how people end up becoming artists. Like, word, I could rap, I could sing, you know, I can paint, like, that's I can what draw, I've been that's exactly you know, what I've been I can write.
This I've is been what's supposed to make me money. Just, like, continue to make it fun. And yes, as long as it continues to be fun, then it makes life easier to deal with.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
for real, son. Like, it does, cause I will fight to the death to do what I'm doing. Dead ass, yo.
Well, this has been fun. Good. I'm glad people got to hear what we got to say. That's always a good thing. This lemonade tincture was amazing. It was very tasty. To the last drop, my nigga. I like wanted to eat the ice and everything. I appreciate you, Kai, for this deliciousness of concoction that you made for us. Also, shout out this little box again. What is this?
The Higher Pharmaceutics Sky Box. It's a care package.
It comes with some socks and shit.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to throw these bitches on. That's like wild. They look comfy.
I like what the world is doing now, especially when it comes to like weed and pharmaceuticals and making life tolerable.
Yes.
So, shout outs to that. Well, what's also up?
Tell them anybody actually looking for a weed tincture, just hit me up at Kyth Nash on Instagram, and I can holler at
you. There you go. Kyth Nash on Instagram if you look for tinctures.
Yeah, and Kai also does the Smoking Word. You know, it's like the third Sunday of every month at Poor Boys.
Poor Boys on St. Bernard, check it out.
Yes, he's also a vocal artist. He does a bunch of shit as well. So, I mean, talk your shit, Kai.
Nah, you see, I was trying to be quiet over here. Just
it is okay.
It's all good.
Get your plugs in.
I like to do my shit. Please come out to my show and check me out. And other than that, you can always catch me every Wednesday at the Jazz Market with DC Paul in the building. We always do it, like, you know, and come out for the Wednesday night jam session. I'll be behind the bar. I'll make some of the best drinks in the world.
Boom.
Yes, DC Paul, babe, love. I'm so sorry. I fucking love you. Okay, I fucking Shout love out. You. You are beautiful. You are gorgeous. Bye.
I'm not gonna find her. We're gonna have to plug her at the end. God damn it. I still haven't found her, and it has baffled me all night. What? And I'm very upset. This person that I've been hunting for just a shout out since the shout outs have began being shouted out.
We still forgot this lady. Lady, we love you.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna put it all the way towards the end because I'm sure it's gonna pop up to after. And I'm gonna text everybody and be like, and everybody's gonna be like, God damn it, why? So until next time, man. This has been Tell Me a Joke. Guideline to Chasing a Dream. I've been your host of Maniacal Minutes, Kyle Smith. And this has been Jessica and Kai. Y'all have a good evening. Or wherever it will be. Before we get out of here. We found out who the fuck it was. Sleazy, how we figured about it? All right, go ahead. If you got more people to go ahead, just get them in there.
That whole movement right there. Sleazy.
Rumi and fucking
Frank Knox. Rumi. Oh my god, my little baby Rumi.
Oh.
Frank. I did say Frank and Knox. Yeah. Kamara. All of those. That whole realm.
Zap. Fucking.
Yes, Zap. The key. I think he changed his
name.
Spit Raw. My spirit animal. Hello, boo. Lolly Mariah. Oh my god. Jessica Elizabeth. That motherfucker just so bad. Just shout out to you. I never met you. And you've been my Facebook friend for like 2 years. And we are here with the fat girl Nola shit, son. So I fucking love her. Plus, y'all know. You know. The wagon. That she be dragging. You know. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Shout out to Bats. You know what I'm saying? You know what? We're not gonna get disgusting. But yeah, shout out to Bats. Because you're beautiful. And, you know, your girl is beautiful. And I could do stuff. Anyway. That'll be it.
All right, everybody. Finally, we got the shout outs in and out. Yeah. Y'all have a good goddamn time.